From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Kern saying hello to you, and welcome to this special Christmas Day edition of Let the Bible Speak. Right at the beginning, let me take the moment to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. I trust that the Lord will bless you and that He'll make this program a part of His means of bringing the blessing of His Son to your heart and to your home today. Now, for this special Christmas edition of Let the Bible Speak, we're going to bring you parts of a service that we held last year here in our church just before Christmas, of the reading of Scripture and the singing of carols. We call it our service of traditional lessons and carols. Lessons, the Bible lesson, the Bible reading, and carols. And then, in the will of the Lord, I'll be bringing a closing word. But I'm going to start off with our daily devotional Bible study for today, which will be from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, the virgin birth of Christ. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The incarnation of the Son of God was the mightiest miracle ever wrought on earth. No words can describe it. No mind but God's can comprehend the depths of the mystery of the union of God and man in two distinct natures and one person. It was a miracle of love, for it was our salvation. Athanasius, the great defender of orthodoxy against Arianism, said, "Christ became what we are, that he might make us what he is." What wondrous love! The incarnation was effected by the virgin birth. All the attempts to lessen the Bible truth that Jesus was born of a virgin have utterly failed. By the supernatural action of the Holy Spirit, the humanity of Jesus was made of the substance of the Virgin Mary. Our Lord Jesus had no biological father. His body was specially prepared by God, Hebrews 10 verse 5. Thus he did not inherit Adam's sin. He was sinless in his birth, and then he was sinless in his life. He was as free from original sin as from actual transgression. But his humanity was a real humanity. Though he was without sin, he was not without feeling. The Lord Jesus was a real man who was tempted in all points like as we are, apart from any lust from inbred sin, and is therefore able to help us when we are tempted. The result of the incarnation is God with us, for that is the meaning of Emmanuel. He is with us as our Savior. He's with us as our Sustainer. He's with us as our fellow. He's with us as our friend. He is with us now, and He's with us forever. And because He is with us, we will surely go to be with Him. Our thought for the day comes from Matthew Henry, the great Puritan commentator. The God who took a motherless woman out of the side of man took a fatherless man out of the body of a woman. May I add, that is the virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her, and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Wise men, as they came to Jerusalem, ask, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? This is a great and a wonderful question that the wise men asked. It's a question that in his mercy, the Lord ensured was answered for them. And it's a question that the Bible answers for many others, and even for us as well. Consider this, seeking and finding Christ, and to help us, just consider these men and some others who sought and found the Savior. I'm going to be very brief with this, but I want this to get through to every heart. Think of the Bible readings we heard this evening. The shepherds found Christ. Where is he? They found him in a manger. And they expressed their wonder. We read in Luke's Gospel chapter 2 tonight how that the angels came to these shepherds as they kept watch over their sheep by night. And as the glory shone round about them, they were sore afraid, so that the angel said, "Fear not, behold, I bring you great tidings," or good tidings, "of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The angel hosts filled the skies with that majestic song. If I were a songwriter, I would write on this. If I were a musician, I would compose on this. If I were a singer, I would sing it. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And as it came to pass that the angels and their song faded away, what did the shepherds say? "Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Wherever they went afterwards, the shepherds told that story with this result, that all they which heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The message struck them with awe, yet it filled them with joy. I have to tell you that to a little degree, I can understand that. When I ponder the Bible, the most awesome truth in the world stills the heart is that God came down to earth. I couldn't go to heaven. There was no ladder strong enough or long enough to let me start out from earth and work my way to heaven. But God came down to earth. It's an awesome thought. But with the awe, there was great joy. Amazement and wonder combined. And they went to the manger and they found the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And from thence they went out to spread the message of wonder. Where is he that was born King of the Jews? As we have read in Matthew 2, the wise men found him in the house. And they expressed their worship. The shepherds rejoiced to find a Savior. The wise men rejoiced to find a sovereign. The King of the Jews was there, and they fell before him and they worshipped him. I was reading yesterday, the day before, of a very wise commentator, man who he's now in eternity, knew a lot. And he was not a bit afraid to make his opinion known. Very often his opinion wasn't all that accurate, that's the problem. And he could come to a passage like this, and he said, "Well, you know, when they fell down and worshipped him, they weren't really worshipping him. They were simply doing what you would do to any monarch. They were bowing the knee, they were giving homage, they were paying obeisance, but they were not worshipping him." You know, the trouble with so-called biblical scholars is that, on the one hand, they attribute too much sophistication to old-time people, and then, in the next breath, too little just as it suits their cause. For example, when you come to the New Testament and you find some of these people obviously rejoicing in the miraculous actions of God our Savior, the scholars simply say, well, you know, those people were very superstitious in those days. They were very gullible. They were very easily made to believe in the supernatural. In our scientific age, we would explain things rather differently. So when it suits them, we have a bunch of gullible, superstitious people who are easily imposed upon. But now when they bow down and worship him, they are so sophisticated that they can look beyond the miracle of the star in the sky. They can look beyond the miracle of the star actually guiding them to the very place in which the Savior lay. They can look beyond the miracle of the fulfillment of scriptures thousands or hundreds of years old. They're so sophisticated and scientific, they can put all that aside and they're not bowing in worship. I want to tell you, that would be a bigger miracle than them bowing in worship. They came to the King of the Jews, though they were Gentiles, and they bowed before him, and they opened up the treasures that they brought. You know, that tells you a whole lot about people. Quite naturally, when you come to God, what does the human heart want to do? What do I need to bring to give to him? The reality is you need to ask, what do I need to receive from him? Receiving him as the sovereign. Oh yes, open the treasure house of your heart. He wants your love. He wants your devotion. He wants your trust. He wants your life. But you can't buy anything from him. You can't merit anything from him. But oh, when you come as the wise man, you find the sovereign, you bow before him as your king. Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.